This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Paratroopers from the Army's 101st Airborne Division will relieve Marines who are stationed in southern Afghanistan. No timetable has been announced for the replacement. It's been a little more than a month since the Marines first landed in Afghanistan at a desert airstrip south of Kandahar. The decision to replace them occurs as Afghanistan's interim foreign minister says U.S. troops should remain in the country for as long as it takes to win the fight against terrorism. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Word of the new mission came down yesterday at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, home of the 101st Airborne Division. Soldiers there don't know yet just who's going to Afghanistan, how many, or when they'll leave. But base spokesman George Heath says the 101st is prepared to fight anywhere in the world within 36 hours.
Soldiers are ready. They understand what their mission is. They're prepared for that mission. They're confident in their leadership. They're trained to do what they're supposed to do. And they're America's guardians, and they're prepared to meet that commitment.
The soldiers will spell Marines who've been in Afghanistan since November 25th, when they established a foothold south of Kandahar. Since then, more than 1,000 troops from the 15th and 26th Marine Expeditionary Units have been sent to the country. While the Marines have seen little combat, they've played a key role in securing the Kandahar airport for military and humanitarian flights. They've also been responsible for guarding Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners in Kandahar, who now number more than 130. Sergeant Major Rich Sizek of U.S. Central Command says those same jobs will now fall to the soldiers from the 101st.
I don't think it's necessarily a change in function, just simply more of the Marines have accomplished their mission there, and now it's time for them to move on to other things.
Authorities say the 101st will also be responsible for continued combat operations in Afghanistan to defeat any remaining Taliban or Al-Qaeda forces. Afghan Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah said yesterday that effort should continue, including U.S. airstrikes.
As far as the campaign against terror is concerned, I think we are not at the end of the campaign, and it should continue as long as it takes.
Afghanistan's new interim government has finalized an agreement on the structure of an international peacekeeping force. The force is expected to involve about 3,000 troops, with 1,000 providing security and the rest performing humanitarian and support functions. The UN Security Council authorized the force 11 days ago, but Abdullah says it took time to work out all the details.
It was quite a few pieces of paper, which everybody had to go through it carefully in details, but I shouldn't say that there were one or two sticking points. It took the normal time that such agreements were going to take.
Peacekeepers will initially be based in Kabul, but will later spread to other parts of the country. The first group of British troops in Kabul staged a joint patrol with Afghan forces over the weekend. U.S. troops aren't taking part in the peacekeeping operation. Abdullah says the interim government does not have clear information about where Osama bin Laden is, but adds he might still be in Afghanistan. With conflicting signals coming from all sides on that question, Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says the bin Laden trail has grown cold.
We've lost the immediate opportunity to get him in the Tora Bora Mountains on the assumption he wasn't already killed. And therefore, it's just going to come back to the same old issue of getting lucky. It's going to take a lot of continual intelligence work and perhaps having some CIA operatives or special forces willing to try to get close to bin Laden and take him out sort of, you know, old-fashioned style one-on-one.
U.S. Marines may have lost their immediate chance to capture or kill bin Laden, but the Pentagon says turning the Kandahar base over to the Army troops will allow Marines to prepare for future missions. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.